Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 5, Pursuing Christ as Our Goal, Philippians 3, verses 11 through 21. Monday, Philippians 3, verses 11 through 12. If perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Related verses. Philippians 3, verse 8. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Hebrews 11, verses 35 and 26. Women received their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured to death, not accepting deliverance, in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. Verse 26. Considering the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked away to the reward. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 through 17. Because the Lord himself, with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are living, who are left remaining, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will be always with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 through 53. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In 3 verses 7 through 11, Paul gives us the way to experience Christ. In verses 12 through 14, Paul applies to himself the things presented in verses 7 through 11. In verse 11, Paul's endeavor was to attain to this outstanding resurrection. In verse 12, Paul admits that he had not yet attained the out-resurrection, but he continued to pursue that he may lay hold of it. For this out-resurrection, Christ had laid hold of him, and now Paul's desire was to lay hold of the out-resurrection. The purpose of Christ in laying hold of him was that he might obtain the out-resurrection. Hence, in verses 11 and 12, the out-resurrection is Paul's goal, the object of his pursuit. The Greek word rendered perfected in verse 12 also means completed or matured in life. Paul's meaning here is that he was still growing, for he did not regard himself as one who had reached maturity. If Paul needed to say that he had not already obtained or was not already perfected, even though he has so much growth in life and so much experience of Christ, how much more should we have such an attitude about ourselves? The Greek word translated lay hold of may also be rendered gain, grasp, take possession of. It may even be rendered seize. Paul aspired to gain that for which he had been gained by Christ Jesus. At the time of his conversion, Paul was gained by Christ. Christ had gained Paul with the intention that Paul would gain him. The Lord has taken possession of us so that we might take possession of him. This was his purpose in grasping us. Christ wants us to gain him. The Lord's aim in his salvation is to seize us that we might take full possession of him. Not even when Paul was writing to the Philippians did he regard himself as having gained Christ in a full way. In Philippians 3, Paul uses three Greek words that are rendered gained, obtained, and laid hold of. The meaning of these words is very close. For to obtain is to gain, and to gain is to lay hold of. The strongest of these expressions is lay hold of. Christ has laid hold of us that we might lay hold of him. He has gained us that we might gain him. Thus, the Christian life is a life of gaining Christ. How much have you gained of Christ? The degree to which we have gained Christ is the degree to which we have grown with Christ. We all need to gain Christ in order to grow in life. Spiritual growth is measured by how much we have gained of Christ. Paul's use of the little word if in verse 12 indicates that he was not certain about his growth in life. It is right to be sure of our salvation, but not to be certain of our growth in life. If we have the assurance that we have grown in life to an advanced degree, we probably have not grown to that extent. We should join Paul in saying, if even I may lay hold. Even though Paul was a matured saint and a very experienced apostle, he tells us that he had not already obtained and had not yet been perfected. He did not regard himself as one who had obtained the full enjoyment of Christ or the full maturity in life. He, of course, had obtained the common salvation by the common faith, but he was still pursuing Christ in order to gain him. Furthermore, Paul was also seeking Christ in order to have the extra portion of resurrection. In order to have this portion of resurrection, called the out-resurrection, we must pursue, run the race, and finish our course triumphantly. Like Paul, we have been regenerated, but we are not yet perfected or matured in life. At the time of our conversion, we were gained by Christ so that we may gain him. Now, as those who have not yet obtained and who have not yet been perfected, we are pursuing Christ.